Going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment, where your questions and comments matter at 202-319-7810. Join the conversation.
Welcome back to the Daily Drama on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Super Bowl 54 is shaping up to be a study in similarities and big differences between the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. Great quarterbacks, great lines, offense and defense. We'll let you figure all of that out. Kickoff is Sunday at 6:30. But well before that, you and your friends will probably have already chowed down on the best of football feasting at your home tailgate party. But how do you guarantee that the food is safe and the party keeps rocking even after halftime? Well, we're talking about all of that tonight. My guests are Janelle Goodwin, food expert with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and Misha Green. She is the D.C. editor for the Afro-American newspaper. We're also going to be joined later by comedian Eddie Bryant. Want to talk about food and fun for your Super Bowl party? Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Misha, good to see you.
You. I'm so excited to be here. Happy
Absolutely.
New Year.
Always, yeah, Happy New Year. All of that. It's almost Valentine's Day.
I know.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, and Janelle, thanks for joining us on the program.
Hey, Harold. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Even before we get to, you know, the nuts and bolts of food safety, I wanted to know, what time is your party on Sunday?
So mine, I start early.
You are having a party. She is having a party. How early is early?
Around 1 p.m. 1 is a good time, you know?
Okay, my invitation got lost in the mail, I guess. I'll talk to you about that later. Yeah, and one more thing, Kansas City or San Francisco, I have to know how to treat you on the program.
Oh, I'm going to take a stance and go with the Chiefs on this one.
That's right. My kind of lady. Okay, let's get to, yes, indeed. Let's get to some of the food issues right now. Even before I ask about individual stuff, what is the overarching recommendation that you have for anyone who is going to have a Super Bowl party just to make sure that no one gets sick?
Right. So my number one or go-to tip is to keep your food safe at a safe temperature. The Super Bowl is a really long event. You know, you got the halftime, you got all those commercials. And like I stated, people start early. You don't want to eat that food that's been out that entire time. Trust me. The last thing you want is to, by halftime, have, you know, upset stomach and diarrhea.
It sounds like one of those commercials. You definitely don't, you don't want to do that. No, absolutely not. But can you keep food at the right temperature for, you know, for more than a couple of hours?
You absolutely can. So the thing to remember is to keep your hot foods hot and then keep your cold foods cold. So if you have hot foods like wings and dips and things like that, keep them on those warming trays, chafing dishes, or just throw them in the oven on the warm setting, and you're good to go. And then for those cold dishes like the dips, salsas, and stuff like that, keep those on beds of ice, or just, you know, keep some in the refrigerator and swap them out when you think they've been out for, you know, about more than 2 hours.
And I guess also, as we've seen on that commercial, don't do the two-finger thing when you're dipping, right, Misha? You don't want to do that.
Absolutely not. Especially with all these germs going around anyway.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody's coronavirus averse right now. Let's talk about some specific stuff. Let's talk about the chicken wings, because there are going to be a lot of wings. Anything we need to know about that?
Yeah. So if you're cooking them yourself, the most important thing is to obviously cook them thoroughly, cook them all the way through. I mean, the worst thing to do is to cook or fry a bunch of wings and they're all raw in the middle. So go ahead and go grab a food thermometer if you don't have one. If you do, thumbs up. You want to make sure those raw chicken rings reach 165 degrees Fahrenheit. You always want to measure them in the thickest part of the wing, too. I know a lot of people just stick it in there and it's poking out on the other side. That's not an accurate reading. So make sure you use the thermometer to check.
Okay. What about other meats, particularly if you have ribs? My mouth is starting to water already.
Yeah, so things like ribs, steaks, burgers, and those types of things, make sure you cook those to 145 degrees Fahrenheit and then let them rest for at least 3 minutes so the temperature continues to rise. For if you're going for ground pork or ground, you know, beef, make sure that reaches 160 degrees Fahrenheit.
Can you give me those again real quick, please? Those temperatures, really important.
Yep. So any steaks, chops, ribs, 145 degrees Fahrenheit with the 3 minute rest time, ground beef, pork, burgers, 160 degrees Fahrenheit, and then all poultry is 165 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay, sounds good. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about food and food safety for your Super Bowl party. Also going to talk about how to make sure that it is doing everything that it can to make sure that your company and your homebound tailgate is all the fun. We have comedian Eddie Bryant with us. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, hey.
Good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
That's
sir.
Right. All right. You got your CP time on. That's okay. I appreciate you making it. Nevertheless,
the
always
flight,
good to
the
see.
The flight
you.
To Northeast is a little bit delayed.
Flight to Northeast. We're talking about food safety, of course, and some food fun. You know, you're welcome to certainly chime in. And again, for our callers, want to know what you're planning. You have any questions about food safety, as well as any party tips? And I really, to be quite honest, I really don't want to hear from Kansas City fans. So to the San Francisco fans, you can
shade.
Listen, but you're not going to call in. That's right, the shade. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Let's talk about some of the other cold stuff. I mean, I'm sure the thing that you don't want to do, first of all, Misha, is ask who made the potato salad.
I'm not going to ask that question because I'm not going anywhere unless I know the potato salad is good. Okay, let's be clear. Let's be clear. But I think when you think about days like Super Bowl Sunday, it is a time of gathering together and having a good time, and food is a major part of it.
Yeah.
Alcohol is also a major part of it. So when I'm hearing a lot of Janelle's tips, I'm also saying it's good that she's saying eat, right? Because you don't want to have super sick Monday, which is
super sick,
which
Monday.
Is very realistic.
Yeah. No, the turn up is always real. So I like having a couple of beers with my wings and stuff like that. I am the Tupperware guy. So, because you're not going to eat all of it. And it's no use of it going to waste. So, I'm going to get a little bit of lemon pepper wings and potato salad. I will give it a try. I don't necessarily finish it. Y'all got your nose turned up. Look, you got to try and support people. Because, you know, that's the only way the potato salad get better. No, you gonna give me that? Oh my goodness! But turned their whole head.
Yeah, I really did. And see, Janelle, here's the thing. And Eddie brings up a really, really great point. A lot of Super Bowl party hosts say at the end of the evening, you know, you always hear it. Okay, y'all need to take some of this food because I'm not going to be able to keep it.
That's right.
All right. So, but what if they start telling you, you know, around halftime, please, you know, get a plate. How can you make sure that food is still good? Because the game isn't expected to be over until 10 o'clock. Then you've got the ride home. It's going to be around 50 degrees, maybe mid-40s. Is that food going to be good if you happen to run it out to your car around 7 o'clock, Janelle?
Yeah, no, don't do that, please.
What?
Dangerous bacteria actually grow between 40 degrees Fahrenheit and 140 degrees Fahrenheit. So unless you have like a cool ice-filled cooler in the car, I would not recommend doing that.
Mm.
The best thing to do is just to, you know, pack a to-go container, a little plastic box, and put it in, you know, your friend's refrigerator. I mean, it might take up some space, but if you really want those leftovers and you want them to be safe, you'll do it.
Who knew?
Yeah, but is it bad taste to bring a cooler with ice?
I have no shame.
You gotta talk with your friends. What's your group, you know, looking like?
I have no shame. I have a cooler in my car at all times. Sometimes it's beer. Sometimes it's wine.
Do you need to talk to somebody?
Definitely
about
keeps it all depends on where we're going. So, you know, if you're going to have, you know, you go hang out. You got to have a little for, you know, everybody. You got to be festive.
So, Eddie, there's no beer in the studio right now. What's going on?
Excuse me. Oh, yeah, no.
I thought you had the cooler around everywhere.
We're at the Howard University campus, and I don't want to necessarily be the one to influence the students.
Yeah, absolutely. And, and also make sure that since you always have a cooler, you also always have a designated driver.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I said, because it sounds like you may have some issues.
Oh, that's terrible. No, man, I'm doing pretty good.
So, now, the other thing, Janelle, is should people, for the food that is not taken away by your guests, should it be thrown out? Is there anything that you should absolutely perhaps throw out? And what are some of the things that you could possibly keep?
There's nothing in particular that you want to throw out unless it's been sitting out for way too long. That potato salad, if you notice, is lukewarm or warm temperature, you go ahead and toss that one.
Okay.
Maybe some of that cream crab dip, the guac.
Yeah, for sure. The guac, yep. The guac is another good one. If it's out too long, I mean, guac immediately turns that nasty green color. If it's gone bad, so go ahead and toss that too.
I think it's that nasty green color when you first make it.
Yeah, then it's that black color that you're just like, what in the world has happened?
I don't know what parties you guys are going to. The crab dip goes in the first quarter.
Well, there's that.
Okay.
There is that.
Okay, just so we know, you better get there first quarter if you do want some crab dip.
Well, you know, you missed it, Eddie. Janelle has, her party starts at 1.
Yeah. What?
But yeah, we're all invited.
Oh, hey, Janelle, how you doing? What you need me to bring?
We are all invited.
Great. Girl, I love your show. Boom. Man, we got somewhere to go.
And she's a federal government employee, representative of the USDA, so everything
I'm
is going to be
sure
grade A, right?
Yes.
That's for sure, you know.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. I want to hear from you about your plans for your Super Bowl party. Who knows? I may show up. Maybe. give us a call. I would like to hear from you. Okay. So, here's the thing. We talked about Super Sick Monday, but it's my understanding that some people are suggesting, even if it's tongue in cheek, a national holiday on Monday, the day after Super Bowl. What is that foolishness?
It's ridiculous. I mean, I've been looking at some of these statistics, and they're saying over 40% of Americans are willing to sacrifice their MLK Day, which I'm like, how many of those Americans are black? But celebrate their
0%.
Yeah, exactly. But they're willing to sacrifice their MLK Day, President's Day, etc. for Super Bowl Monday, for Super Bowl Sunday and Super Six Monday. That makes no sense. It is simply a game, and for you all to want to get so incredibly drunk and sick the next day, I think that there's a huge problem in that.
Well, I mean,
and the culture around it.
Well, the game goes pretty late. You know, it's not a usual 1 o'clock or even at
4 o'clock.
Yeah, 4 o'clock game. So, you know, you're going to be drinking pretty late. And, you know, sometimes just use your leave, okay? Just use your leave. And I'm sure your supervisor or somebody will
let you slide.
See, my thing is, but that your supervisor knows why you're sick.
That's right.
I think that's where the problem is.
Forget that job.
Okay.
The job ain't nothing but work. Y'all can work to y'all whatever. You better smell the roses. Enjoy your Super Bowl drink up.
And see, I'm quite sure that for people like Janelle, and all jokes aside, Janelle, I suspect that you will be back on the job on Monday because some people are not heeding the advice that they're hearing from you right now.
Oh, absolutely. I can't tell you how often after any holiday, especially Thanksgiving, how many calls and emails and chats we get about, hey, I went to this Super Bowl party and now I'm sick. And I'm just like, well, did you do this? Did you do that? No. Well, you know, what can I tell you? Just go see a doctor.
Boom.
What kind of email or even calls do you get in your office the day after Super Bowl? You said they're sick. I mean, are these mild illnesses or are we talking about some really serious, like Thanksgiving Day throwdown sicknesses?
Oh, no. These are serious sicknesses. And it goes, again, back to those leftovers. People think that they can start early, have that nice, pretty Super Bowl spread out, and just munch on it the entire time. And that's just not true. The sickness of foodborne illness is close to flu-like symptoms.
Wow.
Janelle, that happened to me, actually. Mm. So I can confirm.
You ate the potato salad.
I believe it was the dip, actually. Mm. I believe it was, you know, a dip that had been out for hours. And, it looked like it was still good. I mean, and not even 30 seconds after that bite, I was sick. And I was sick for like 2 days. And it really felt like the flu.
I am so thankful my stomach was made in 1976. We're built for tough. We drink out of water hoses on the side of a building. We can withstand anything.
You play in the dirt?
That's right. Playing in the dirt, all that. We don't get no hay fever or none of that. We're good.
Look, I need to take a break. When we come back, I want to ask, Janelle, I know you're not a doctor, but still looking to you for your information and expertise. What is it that Janelle could have possibly, I mean, not Janelle, I'm sorry, but Misha could have possibly gotten after 30 seconds of putting it in her mouth? I want to know about that. Look, stay with us.
Me too.
The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141 in about 15 seconds. Give us a call. I want to hear from you about your Super Bowl party. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a bit, of course. Angela Stribling is next with the original Quiet Storm on WHUR. We'll be back on SiriusXM Channel 141 in just a bit.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU, and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We are counting down to Super Bowl Feast 54. Of course, Super Bowl 54 coming up on Sunday, Kansas City and San Francisco. Starting to go head-to-head at 6:30, but we don't want you having to run to the head because of something that you ate that did not sit well for you. Also want to hear about any Super Bowl party plans that you have or any questions about, you know, foodborne illnesses or anything that you need to be concerned about. My guests are Janelle Goodwin, food expert with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, comedian Eddie Bryant, and Misha Green, D.C. editor of the African-American newspaper, Afro-American newspaper. We're black.
We're black.
There you go.
We're black.
That's right. The lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. So, Janelle, before the break, Misha was saying that she ate something and within 30 seconds she felt quite ill. What could do that? Is that a stomach thing, or is that one of those things that your body just reacts as soon as you taste it and says, no, this is not good for you?
Right. So it sounds like it would be a stomach thing. A heart issue to feel it that soon after is very, you know, surprising. But there are foodborne pathogens out there that hit you very quickly. I mean, 1 to 6 hours after eating a food, you can become, you know, very ill.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the other things, Janelle, that that I'm really interested in is, you know, just some cleanliness habits, simple washing of hands, the whole soap and water thing. And we're not talking about the coronavirus or coronavirus. I mean, I'm not even talking about that. I mean, I
drink Heineken.
Yeah. See, there you go.
See?
But can you give
Eddie does have a problem.
Yeah, he
Stop
really
does. Jesus.
No, adults. That's why he was late. He was pulled over. So talk to me a little bit about some of the things that people need to know about. And I know this sounds really elementary and foundational, Janelle, but you need to wash your hands.
Yeah, I was going to say it's important. And surprisingly, a lot of people aren't as clean as they think they are. We recently conducted a study here at USDA where we observed people in the kitchen setting. 99% of the people who tried to wash their hands did not do it successfully, meaning whatever they touched in that kitchen after had all of the germs on their hands afterwards. So wash your hands, people. I mean, it's really not that hard. And like you said, it's kind of elementary. You feel like telling people to wash their hands, but it's in the science. People just aren't doing it.
So what is the science? You said a lot of people just don't do it correctly, particularly if they are handling food. What are they doing wrong?
So to properly wash your hands, you have to always include 5 steps. Wet your hands with clean water, lather them with, you know, soap. Scrub them for at least 20 seconds. Now, this is the part where a lot of people fall short. They just do a quick little dab and rinse, and they think they're good. No, you have to scrub, you know, vigorously for 20 seconds. Once you're done scrubbing, rinse your hands, and then dry your hands using a clean towel. That's also a very important part. Air drying, you're still leaving traces of bacteria on your hands. You have to have a surface like a towel or a paper towel to get the rest of that lingering bacteria off.
Looks like if you're going to be hosting a party, you may want to, you know, hang up a little temporary sign. Please wash your hands by the bathroom. And again, even in, you know, in the kitchen.
Do like me. I just wrap myself up in bubble wrap.
Yes.
Yes. Bubble wrap or anything. Let's do it. Pop, pop, pop.
Yeah. That's why I don't invite you to my party.
Come on, Earl. Let me through, man.
I just absolutely refuse to invite you. And the other thing, too, which is so important, if you are cooking and keeping a cross-contamination with your meats, Janelle.
Yes, that is very important. So going back to that study that we did, a lot of people did not clean after they either washed or marinated chicken or cut fresh vegetables right after. That is all cross-contamination. To avoid that, simply prepare these dishes separately. Don't cook raw meat at the same time that you're preparing things like your side dishes, your condiments, and things like that. Prepare them completely separately so that you avoid that risk altogether.
Well, maybe we should go to Misha's house. But you have a large kitchen, right?
I do have a large kitchen.
Yeah,
you all are more than welcome, but I will not be home on the Super Bowl. Do not come knocking on my door. I will not be
there. Won't be there.
Talk to me about your party, Misha, that you're going to.
So it's funny. I'm actually not going to a party on Super Bowl Sunday. I will put it out there. One of my friends from high school is getting married. Don't know why she chose Super Bowl Sunday.
Wow.
But she is getting married.
She is really testing that loyalty.
That, yeah.
Wow.
Her husband is obviously the one.
Yeah, that's love right
that's
there.
That's love right there.
Woo. Brother, call me.
Yeah.
he's probably more of a cricket and rugby man.
Yeah.
You know what? We will give him that.
Okay.
But yeah, no. So I'm hosting her wedding reception. So I don't get to really take part in the game. I'm thinking it might be over. I mean, the wedding and reception will probably be over before the game, and so maybe I'll catch the tail end, but I'll be having my own turn up.
Oh, I'm not the only one. Okay, cool. So my homies are having a baby shower Super Bowl party.
Oh, that was smart.
Yeah.
That's smart.
So
where are you people from?
Do you know the Duncans that got married on
Forever Duncan,
so,
right?
Sherelle. And
she's pregnant?
She's pregnant.
Oh, wow.
The baby shower
is. That's wonderful.
I introduced them.
That's nice.
The baby shower is Sunday. So, boom, it's the baby shower and Super Bowl party all in one.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
So is this a reveal?
No, I don't. I'm not sure. I mean, you know, they always do some over the top stuff.
Right. If it's a boy, it's Kansas City.
I have the baby at the thing. You know how they do.
Probably would. Yeah, you know. If it's a boy, it's Kansas City. Yeah. If it's a loser, it's San Francisco.
I sure hope. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I love how you said if the baby is a loser, it's
right.
San Francisco.
Just a loser.
Baby is a loser.
So I take it Harold's going for Kansas City.
I used to live in Kansas City. Oh, okay. Yeah. So, you know, there you go. So since both of you guys are attending unusual events, let's go back to Janelle. Janelle's having a party at her house. Janelle, I'm really looking forward to
the after parties at Janelle's house.
I'm really looking forward to my invitation to your place. So what can we expect at Janelle's house since it starts at 1 o'clock?
Oh, a good time for sure. And lots of food.
Boom.
And safe food, too.
Are you doing anything? Do you have anything special? Is this something that you do every year or what?
No, this is our first time doing, you know, something for Super Bowl. Usually I just chill with my parents and just eat all their food. But this time I'm taking it on. So it should be a good time. Just a few friends, nothing, you know, over the top. Just a real chill, good time.
Okay, yeah, well, it sounds like your parents finally got you out of the house.
Yeah. Don't come over here. Me and your mother need to do something. We're just chilling. We need some time now.
It's time to ourselves. Right. We're finally empty nesters. Anybody looking forward to these Super Bowl commercials? I haven't seen hide nor hair of them. I haven't seen any previews at all. But
I've seen that there are going to be commercials that are breaking barriers. For example, this year we'll have the first cannabis commercial ever airing during Super Bowl Sunday. So, you know, that's something. Obviously, I'm really looking forward to it because of the awesome Google commercial that came out last week during the Grammys that was super spotlighting black people in general and Howard University. Shout out to Howard.
Yeah.
And so I think that obviously with the NFL's effort to be more inclusionary, there's going to be some awesome commercials that highlight people of color as well. And so I'm looking forward to it. Even if I don't get to see them live, I'll get the Instagram recap.
Well, yeah, and I guess, that is a nod to, when they have these commercials featuring people of color, because there's still questions about quarterbacks of color, Colin Kaepernick.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess, really?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I mean, I want to see the Kobe tribute.
Yeah.
That is scheduled. That's going to be amazing, I'm sure. The whole world is going to be watching. So I'm sure they're going to do him justice. I seen one commercial where this service dog that saved so many lives, he was diagnosed with cancer, and they're doing a campaign for the dog. So I want to see that. And, a couple other things. I like dogs, so.
Yeah, see,
I just found out that Harold's not an animal person.
Yeah,
yeah,
like,
no.
Yeah.
Get your dog.
Yeah.
Let me find out. Did somebody bite you? Did the dog bite you?
I think that did somebody bite you was a better question.
That's another show. My daughter made it to 21. No thanks to me. I'm just kidding. It's hard enough raising a kid.
Right.
And now you want to put four-legged friends in? No, definitely no. Thank you. But I think this is the big NFL 100. And, we don't have any, sports experts here per se.
Nope.
But I will I will ask, and I'll start with you, Janelle. Are you a football fan, or are you just one of those kind of peripheral, you know, fly by night football folks?
Oh, absolutely not. I do not watch football. I don't enjoy going to the games. It's just not my thing.
So why Kansas City? Why do you like Kansas City? I have a reason for liking Kansas City.
I do too. You know what? It's because the quarterback looks like me.
He looks like what? He looks like a family member?
No, like he's black.
There you go. That's what I say. Oh, we don't
HUR. He looks like you. Oh, okay. I was going to say, you know.
All right, so we're going for the brother.
That's right.
We're
going for the brother.
Okay. Well, yep. I was talking to one of my coworkers today. He's cheering for San Francisco, and you know, and I was saying, how are you going to deal with the curveballs and the sliders that, you know, Casey's quarterback is throwing? I mean, come on, that the boy is bad.
Yeah, he's vicious. They really work hard, and they have really good defensive schemes. So I think defense is going to be a very tough defensive game.
Mm-hmm. Favorite football memory, Misha? I'm going to put you on the spot.
Oh, that's a setup. Can I do my favorite Super Bowl memory?
That's what I mean. Yeah,
okay,
absolutely.
Let me just say, I never saw Janet Jackson's faux pas, but it was one of my favorite Super Bowl performances. I do remember my big brother calling and saying, "Let me speak to Dad. Let me speak to Dad."
Oh,
right after, which was also pretty awesome because then I figured out what was going on.
Absolutely.
But I think Janet Jackson was one of my favorite moments, and then I'm gonna have to give it to my girl Beyonce as well.
Okay.
And bringing Destiny's Child back and shutting it down. I thought that was really nice.
Yeah,
that was
okay, good. Wait a minute. And I said Super Bowl, and she's talking about halftime.
That's
what I'm here for.
Yeah.
Especially this year when I'm not watching, when I peek on my phone, it'll be for the halftime show.
Mm-hmm. I will say the Doug Williams Super Bowl. I mean, Washington, Doug Williams, first
joint.
Black quarterback. Woo. Super Bowl win. Doug Williams, he was a bad boy. And here's the thing that I love and respect about Doug Williams. And we joked about this a little bit earlier when I made the flub about, you know, African American newspaper instead of Afro American newspaper. And Misha said, well, you know, we're black. Doug Williams went to Grambling.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's HBCU.
Don't get no blacker than Grambling.
Right.
That's right. Boy. I love it.
It even has a black sound to it.
Yeah.
Grambling.
Sound like
you gotta be black to say
everybody in Votech.
Yeah. Now you know you're wrong. But I love it.
I need to take a break. We're gonna have a little more of this Super Bowl chat in just a bit. I tell you.
This is why I love when you have comedians on.
Hey, thank you. That's right. And you know what? I think Janelle may have missed her calling.
Yeah.
We'll be back in just a bit. Stay with us.
Hi.
.org.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our Super Bowl food safety and party information, of course, with Janelle Goodwin, with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, comedian Eddie Bryant, and Misha Green, D.C. editor of the Afro-American newspaper. So, Janelle, there's something during the break that I was actually thinking about, and this is really, really important. Not only do we have to deal with food safety, we also do have to discuss alcohol consumption, because there certainly will be quite a bit of that, Eddie. And so I think
it sure will, Harold.
Yeah. And you know, I was something that occurred to me, and I must say, I don't know whose beer commercial it was, but recently I've been seeing this beer commercial where people are drinking beer, also encouraged to hydrate with water. And honestly, I had not really noticed people doing that until about 4 years ago when I went to a football party. It wasn't Super Bowl, it was a football party. And I started noticing that people were drinking water, between their Hennessy and Patron or whatever it was that they were doing.
Yeah.
Patronacy.
Talk to, you know, so, I mean, this wow, that's cute. The, you know, the hydration thing, is that a newer thing now, or is it like Misha said, my friends are just getting older?
Well, no. I mean, when I was in college going to a, you know, HBCU, I learned that.
Where'd you go?
I'm an Aggie born, Aggie bred.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We didn't hydrate at Morgan.
No, not at all. Not at all.
That. But no, go ahead, Janelle.
And I went to a predominantly white school, so you know there was no hydration.
No hydration at all.
Wow. No, you absolutely want to stay hydrated. You know, alcohol takes away the water content from your body and absorbs it. So to stay hydrated, you know, drink plenty of water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think what is plenty of water? I mean, how would you define plenty of water?
I mean, it depends on, you know, the person. If they're a little heavier set, you want to make sure you've down in a glass per drink. If, you know, you're a little petite thing, you should just, you know, drink as much as you feel until you're hydrated.
Mm-hmm. And I really, really come to appreciate that, even those, as Misha said, those older friends of mine who, you know, have been drinking some of the, I mean, I'm talking, you know, these folks are, they're getting it in, but they do have a good 16 ounces, perhaps for every other drink that, mm-hmm. you know, that they may have. So it's not a bad thing. Is that something that you've been practicing, Eddie, since you
Absolutely.
Are a beer connoisseur?
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you want to stay in the game, you don't want to be the drunk person at the party. Mm-hmm. For every drink you have, drink a bottle of water.
Does it matter if you're eating? So, you know, as opposed to, you know, obviously drinking on an empty stomach, definitely a no-no.
No. No, it doesn't matter. Well, you should eat something. Mm-hmm. You got to have something on your stomach. Mm-hmm. Just to be an adult about it. You know, when you're 18, right. or I mean, when you're 21 and you're drinking, you have no rules. You're like, hey, I just got out of class. I haven't eaten in 2 days, but I'm going to drink because it's Friday. And then, you know, then you just pass out and then you wake up and finish that paper like it's nothing.
Yeah.
Now, you grow up, you got to be at work on Monday. You better drink a bottle of water every time you drink, or you're going to lose a lot of your liberal leave. So, you know, drink responsibly.
And probably when you get home, you should probably hit the water too, even after, you know, even well after the game, because you don't want to wake up with, you know, a hangover, headache, or anything.
And
I don't consume alcohol, obviously, like what? I used to. I just don't do it.
Well, you don't mind now?
Yes.
Oh, excuse me.
Pinkies out.
Give me the bourbon. Come on.
Well, you know, but speaking of alcohol, the one thing that kind of is concerning for my generation in particular, and women that I've done a lot of research on and a couple stories on, is something that is called drunkorexia, which is a thing where people try to not consume as much calories because they know they're going to be drinking. And it is a problem. People do that. So they're hydrating with the water. They're doing the water after every drink. But they're not eating enough food as part of
what?
It.
Drunkorexia.
Is its nickname. I think it has a real name, and only because I, you know, didn't look at my last article right before coming, I can't remember. But drunkorexia is its nickname and what you'll hear most often. And it is a thing, you know, particularly women who are watching their figures, and I don't want to leave the men out because a lot of men do as well.
What?
Yeah, and they are not consuming enough calories in food so that they can drink.
No wonder their pants are sagging off the
That might be part of that, the... You know what I mean? Think we have gotten to the bottom of the pants sack.
Well, there it is.
They're hungry.
No pun intended. Yeah. Bottom of the pants sack. Yeah. Well, that was very good. Uh-huh. Pinkies out. you know, now here's the thing also, which I would honestly find a tad bit annoying, particularly if I'm a really, really big football fan, which I am not. Okay. But there are, you know, there are men and women who can not only talk about their favorite teams, but they can talk about statistics.
Oh, yeah.
You know, offense, defense, you know, who's being replaced, who is on injured reserve, you know, at the last minute, who's questionable to play, who has all of these other issues. And yet and still, some people actually try to network during the game. Would you recommend that?
Well, the guys that know all of that information is basically consuming that information so they can stay in the house. They need something because they need to stay home and be in their marriage. No.
But I mean, you know, for people who may be social climbers or business climbers, do you want somebody pulling on you and networking during the game on Super Bowl Sunday?
Well, I think there's a way to do it. A lot of the opportunities of upward mobility that I've received, and I think you all would be able to say the same, has been from the personal relationships that I've formed with that person. Mm-hmm. And so while you're not necessarily talking about the last training you went to and, you know, whatever major thing that you're doing in your career, you might be forming that relationship and be able to drop a little gem when there is a commercial you've seen before.
Yeah.
Or that moment when everybody is turning their head away for whatever reason. I think that it's important for people who are looking for more opportunities to have that in the forefront of everything that they're doing. Especially, it can also help save you if you know you want to get drunk, but not too drunk, right? Because then you don't want to be that person where you were looking to network and then you've lost an opportunity.
True.
But, you know, and I would say that, for example, in your case, Janelle, if I were to come to your party tomorrow, I probably would network with you just so I could get into your freezer where you have those USDA grade A choice
facts.
Steaks.
Facts.
You know, we would be best buddies so that I could get some of the filet mignon that perhaps you have in your freezer. Good networking opportunities for you, perhaps.
I'm sure my friends think the same, huh?
They'll see. There
Absolutely.
They go. Listen, I want to thank all of you for sharing with us on this. I was going to say New Year's Super Bowl weekend eve.
Hey.
I tell you, please be safe.
Yes, sir.
Eddie.
Yeah.
And, and look, you know, for the Duncans,
yeah.
You know, tell them congratulations
yes.
Will do.
On the baby. For your folks at the Super Bowl wedding party, congratulations to them. Janelle, thank you so much for sharing with us. I really appreciate it. And you have fun and be safe this weekend.
Thank you. Y'all be safe.
You too.
Thanks, Janelle.
That is the Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141 for this Friday, January 31st, 2020. For News Director Renee Nash, reporters Millette Green, Bramante Bryan, producer Candace Atkins, and engineer Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Now stay tuned for The Connection. Go Kansas City Chiefs. Good night and have a wonderful weekend.